This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about today, and we invite your phone calls. You can join us by calling 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. That way you'll get directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose your question right here on this radio broadcast. And we're live today in the midst of the summer. And we've had a little bit of a respite from hot, humid midsummer temperatures here in the Northeast, where I'm broadcasting from. It's cool and breezy here in New York. And that afforded me an opportunity to take a run this morning that was exceedingly pleasant because you can't get up early enough here in the Northeast in the middle of the summer to avoid the heat. And so each run becomes kind of a heat conditioning exercise. It's a matter of revving up your own internal air conditioning system to enable you to power through temperatures that in the morning range into the high 70s and 80s. But this morning it was barely 70. It felt great, and I pushed through it and managed to get a great run, which is a nice harbinger of fall runs to come as the temperatures cool down. All those hours of summer training pay off, and your runs improve, and you feel better. And it's a great way to get things going in the morning. All right, our number is 877-726-TALK, and we'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. But I got to push back on a story that got a lot of attention in the news this week and probably has some people consternated, because it's about dietary supplements. It's yet another attack on dietary supplements. This week, lurid headlines appeared throughout the media like these: the truth about the dangers of dietary supplements. Here's another one from AOL. Dietary supplements are causing a spike in calls to poison control. And this one: way too many kids are being poisoned by dietary supplements. So what's the story all about? Let's do a little bit of a deep dive on precisely what's underlying these alarmist headlines. This one from CNN News: calls to poison centers about supplements up 50%, especially among kids. They base this on data from the National Poison Data System, to which poison control centers submit their call information. From 2000 to 2012, there were 274,998 dietary supplement exposures reported to poison control centers across the U.S. That means one call every 24 minutes on average. So people must be dropping like flies due to those harmful, dangerous dietary supplements. The study, and here's the interesting part, defines dietary supplements as any product that supplements the diet. That, of course, includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, botanicals, homeopathic agents, and amino acids, but also energy drinks. Okay. I didn't know that energy drinks were nutritional supplements, but I guess according to poison control, that means that the calcium supplements that you're taking are equivalent to taking the rocket fuel that kids take to dance all night and rave and take the edge off their alcohol exposure. So what's this all about? Well, you know, it turns out that 70% of the dietary supplement exposures were in children younger than age six. So what are you going to do, parents and grandparents, when little Johnny gets into your stash of vitamins? He's seen there with a mischievous expression on his face. The little bottle is open, and he's chewing on some of those supplements. You, in an abundance of caution, are going to call poison control and report that your kid has just eaten six vitamin B complexes, and wondering, is that going to cause dangerous consequences for your kid? Do you need to go to the emergency room? Does the kid's stomach have to be pumped? Is this a dangerous exposure? And all this could be avoided by keeping supplements away from kids, properly stored, just like you store your medications, your cleaning materials. You got to keep them away from little inquisitive hands. It turns out that overall, only 4.5% of all supplement exposures resulted in serious medical outcomes. That's 1 in 20. And mostly in children under 6. So this is a problem that's confined to kids inadvertently consuming supplements, because 99% of the exposures were unintentional. So these supplement exposures were not about people earnestly taking vitamins the way that vitamins and supplements and herbs are properly prescribed. It's about, well, it's equivalent to kids getting into the detergent or the cleaning fluid under the kitchen counter. Yeah, that's a concern, but far less of a concern than when kids are exposed to the toxic and dangerous chemicals that are in our everyday household products. So the alarmist headlines that are applied to supplements in general are really not germane to supplements as a whole. They say during the study's 13-year period, 34 people died of exposure to dietary supplements. Well, what were the dietary supplements that caused people to die? They say that 6 deaths were associated with Ma Huang. Well, Ma Huang happens to be a dietary supplement that was outlawed by the Food and Drug Administration. So where are they getting the illicit Ma Huang? I guess that may have been in the years during that 13-year period where Ma Huang was still available, but it's no longer available. And by the way, it's a very useful herb, very beneficial if taken appropriately, but some people think a little is good, a lot is better, and they want to get high off it, and they take massive amounts, and especially in conjunction with other things like massive amounts of caffeine in energy drinks, it can cause fatal cardiac arrhythmias in susceptible individuals. So, okay, in 170 million Americans take dietary supplements each year. They said 34 people died of exposure to supplements. 6 were to Ma Huang. 3 were with homeopathic agents. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Homeopathic agents, they don't have anything in them except for energized water. So I don't quite get that, unless you drown in homeopathic water. It's very unlikely that a homeopathic agent is going to cause you to die. Yes, they have alarming names, things like arsenicum, which is a classic homeopathic remedy derived from arsenic, but diluted multi-million fold, sometimes billion fold. It's energetic medicine. There's nothing there from a physics standpoint. Belladonna, a classic homeopathic remedy, but the material amounts of belladonna, there's virtually nothing there. And one death with Yohimbe, which is a pretty dumb aphrodisiac that we continually advise people against taking, but surprisingly, with all the goofy people taking male enhancement supplements, only one death over a 13-year period. A very, very low risk of toxicity from taking nutritional supplements. I would take the message that this is reassuring news about nutritional supplements, not alarming news. And let's put it in context. where are the bodies these days? They're not bodies strewn in hospital corridors due to people taking nutritional supplements. It's in hospitals. That's where, because in the United States, every single year, over 225,000 people are killed in hospitals, by medications that are appropriately prescribed. That's not just one incident every 24 minutes. That's one death every few seconds, because it's over 600 dead every day. That is a huge toll. And yes, people are warranted in calling poison control if their kids get into the supplement stash, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the supplements that their kids took caused their kids irreparable harm. In fact, au contraire, it's just a scary thing when you find your kid chewing away with an open vitamin or supplement bottle. Keep those supplements well secured and away from your inquisitive toddlers. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. We got callers. We'll take your calls momentarily on this week's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this week, one of our outstanding podcasts, by the way, all the content on Intelligent Medicine is available at drhoffman.com, including this program. If you miss even an instant of today's program, we'll post the podcast of the entire 2 hours on Monday morning, and you can listen to it at your leisure anytime you want. Also, additional podcasts throughout the week. Every day we post a new podcast. And this week we feature an interview about the Longevity Plan, 7 Life-Transforming Lessons from Ancient China. It's a great new book by Dr. John Day. And it's based on his personal experiences after encountering health problems of going to a tiny, isolated village in rural China and studying the way that people live there. And there's an extraordinary high percentage of centenarians in this village. In China, it's called Longevity Village. It's the village of Bapan in rural China. And there are some secrets to be unlocked about how to live well and longer. So check it out at drhoffman.com, along with all the other content we post there. Okay, let's take a call. By the way, our number is 877-726-TALK. Roger from Westbury, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. Very briefly, I lead a very healthful lifestyle, Mediterranean diet, exercise every day, meditate twice a day, and so on. So out of the clear blue sky, about 10 days ago, I got this kind of dull ache in my abdomen. It got worse. Finally went to the hospital on about 6 days ago, did a bunch of tests. The CAT scan revealed enlarged liver and spleen along with bad liver enzymes. Followed up on Tuesday with a blood test with my family doctor and have all the results. But first of all, where did I get this thing from? And second of all, what do I do about it? It did show very high level of cytomegalovirus, so I'm not sure if that's the cause. Or
That could easily be the cause. Okay, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about enlargement of the liver and spleen. It's called hepatosplenomegaly. And, that's the basis of an abdominal exam. You know, when a doctor pokes around your belly, they measure the size of your liver. If it protrudes beneath your rib cage, that's considered enlarged. And on the other side, on the left side, below your left rib cage, usually you can't feel the spleen, but if you feel something there, it was like an enlarged kind of water balloon, that would be your spleen. So what can cause that? Well, a number of causes, including a virus, like a viral hepatitis. And the cytomegalovirus is among the viruses that can cause this. Various other types of infection can cause it. It can also be related to leukemia, and I'm not saying that that's the case with you. It can be related to some type of metabolic disease, although usually that's picked up early in life, in a pediatric situation. It could also even be related to lupus. Sometimes just plain obesity can cause it. So, I think your doctor's on the right track to identify a virus. Have you been feeling a little run down, overall?
Run down, no energy to really do the type of exercise I usually do.
Yeah.
Complete loss of appetite. I force myself to eat because I don't want to lose my strength. I was tested for Hep A, B, and C, and all came negative.
Yeah.
So that's not it. Yeah.
So here's a little tip. There's some studies done in China that where the prevalence of cytomegalovirus infection is kind of high. Looking at the incidence of CMV in relationship to low selenium in the soil. If there's low selenium in the soil in areas where they just consume local produce, they don't get any selenium. There's actually selenium deficiency, and it causes a condition called Cushan's disease, which is thought to be caused by CMV or cytomegalovirus. And selenium is thought to act as a kind of a birth control for the virus. So you might try selenium supplementation, 200 to 400 micrograms per day, as a way of combating the cytomegalovirus. Cytomegalovirus can be treated with medication sometimes, but it's usually not. It's usually just a self-limited thing that eventually, with the right kind of immune support, is just going to go away. So it should be a transient problem that'll set you back for a while, but you should be better. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Please call us, 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us at 877-726-TALK. We invite you to come right into the doctor's office and pose any question you like related to medicine and nutrition. And before we get to callers, let me share this item with you. This is a toe-to-toe comparison of extra virgin olive oil versus a popular lipid-lowering medication, Lipitor. All right? And they looked at individuals particularly prone to cardiovascular disease, folks with type 2 diabetes. The trial was performed over a six-week period, and they had individuals take either Lipitor at a dose of 40 milligrams per day, or participants were given 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil daily for 6 weeks. And the results were pretty interesting because both lowered the markers of cardiovascular risk, including cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL. And admittedly, the Lipitor was more effective, but the extra virgin olive oil on its own was remarkably effective. Total cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL cholesterol were reduced by 20 to 40% in individuals taking Lipitor. Okay, that's what you might expect. It's a potent medication. Yes, it does lower cholesterol, but it does carry with it side effects, including, paradoxically, increased risk of type 2 diabetes. It's actually been shown that about a third of women taking this category of cholesterol-lowering medications, statin drugs, progress towards insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, ultimately culminating in type 2 diabetes. So, well, these days, the dictum is that everyone with diabetes has cardiovascular risk. They should all be on statin medications. Okay, 20 to 40% reduction while taking extra virgin olive oil. I'm sorry, while taking Lipitor. But a remarkable 14 to 25% reduction of cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL while taking 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. The HDL levels were increased by 9 to 16% in patients taking Lipitor, but also 8 to 12% in patients taking extra virgin olive oil. So that's pretty darn good. So it's a little bit of a segue to an announcement, because we have an opportunity for you to try some artisanal fresh-pressed extra virgin olive oil, courtesy of my friends at the Fresh-Pressed Olive Oil Club. It's a $1 offer to obtain a $39 bottle of fresh-pressed, the finest harvest fresh olive oil, normally $39 a bottle, for just a dollar with no obligation to buy anything else. This comes to you courtesy of T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. You've heard him here on Intelligent Medicine. Several times a year, he visits the world's top artisanal gold medal-winning small farms right at harvest time, and there he chooses the best olive oils of each harvest and rushes them to his fresh-pressed Olive Oil Club members. I'm a user, and I truly think it's a great, great product. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Check out this generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for just a buck. No obligation to buy anything else. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number for questions related to nutrition and medicine. And this item, are you beset by negative emotions, irritability, frustration, nervousness, worry, guilt? And are you concerned about the potential impact on your health and longevity? Well, you know, a lot of you might fit that definition. You know, you're type A about risks in the environment. You're very careful about your food selection. You want to buy organic. You want to live in a clean environment. Some people will call you neurotic. Well, there's good news for you. According to the Association for Psychological Science, the big study, a study of over 500,000 people in the United Kingdom, indicates that having higher levels of the personality trait known as neuroticism may actually reduce the risk of death. So what they're saying here, I'm quoting, our findings are important because they suggest that being high in neuroticism may sometimes have a protective effect, perhaps by making people more vigilant about their health. So this actually might pay off. The characteristics of neuroticism, irritability, frustration, nervousness, worry, and guilt, may actually have a survival benefit. So providing the stress doesn't get to your heart, cause high blood pressure, increase the risk of inflammation, this may indeed be beneficial for you. So, something to be reassured about if you're suffering from high degrees of neuroticism. You're just being proactive about your health. So, this is an important study. A new study in obesity looked at the impact of diet quality in mid to late adulthood on visceral and liver fat. And what they found, not surprisingly, and this is a duh story, diet quality matters, not just quantity in mid to late adulthood. So it's not just a matter of restricting your total amount of calories, it's also a matter of improving the quality of your food intake. It was found that individuals with the best, highest diet quality scores were 35 to 59% less likely to have higher visceral fat, obviously, but they're also 22 to 43% less likely to have something called non-alcoholic fatty liver, which is a very, very common problem in westernized countries. Fatty liver is the major cause of liver disease in the U.S. It's not hepatitis. It's not even alcoholism. It's actually poor diet quality. And so the message that diet quality, not just quantity, matters is important for everyone who wants to maintain both a healthy body weight and a healthy metabolism. And, oh, by the way, to save your liver from destruction. And this story has been making the rounds. This is an important story because when you are prescribed an antibiotic, you are often told that it is imperative to complete the course of an antibiotic. So, for example, you might have bronchitis, all right? And you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you've got a bad case of bronchitis. I'm going to prescribe 7 days of a powerful antibiotic, say Biaxin, a popular antibiotic often given for bronchitis. And the warning is, don't just take it for a couple of days. Complete it, because if you don't take it for the entire course, A, you may just put a dent in the infection, and then the infection could come roaring back. So you got to not only suppress the infection, you got to knock it out completely with 7 days of antibiotics. Or alternatively, you may develop antibiotic resistance. So there may be natural selection, you hit the bugs in your lungs with a couple of days of antibiotics rather than completely eradicating them with 7 days of antibiotics. They say, okay, complete the course. All right. So headline, it's time to reconsider the widespread advice that people should always complete an entire course of antibiotics, according to experts in the British Medical Journal. So it's an opinion piece by a team of researchers from across England. It argues that reducing the use of antibiotics is essential to help combat the growing problem of antibiotic resistance. They say that using antibiotics for longer than necessary can actually increase the risk of resistance. Now, there are a few exceptions. For example, when you have tuberculosis, you need long-term antibiotics. They really must be taken for months at a time. But the team says it's important to move away from blanket prescriptions, and doctors should be giving prescriptions that are tailored to each infection and each person. So actually, in some cases, in a serious infection, a couple of days of antibiotics might be enough to knock out a urinary tract infection. Taking those self-same antibiotics for longer might increase the risk of dangerous side effects, particularly with drugs like Cipro. So they say the ideal future scenario would be that the right length of treatment for a specific infection for patients is identified from clinical trials and the exact quantity prescribed and dispensed. What they're saying, in effect, is that this is like urban legend, or, you know, it's like tradition to give antibiotics for a set time, and we need more studies to determine whether the ideal length for antibiotic use is different than what we suggest now, which is 7 to 10 days. More serious infections, Lyme disease, these things may require longer-term antibiotics, but a minor infection, a strep throat or bronchitis, an ear infection, mild urinary tract infection, maybe just a couple of days or so could eradicate the infection without increasing the risk of antibiotic resistance or side effects to patients, because antibiotics have consequences, and we want to minimize their use if possible. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. We'll be right back with more of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-TALK is our number. You can dial right in. The wait is short. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-8255 is the number. Jot it down. And no, you can't call this number any time during the week during your particular medical emergency. But you can between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern Time when we broadcast our live show. So it turns out that the medical establishment is beginning to discover the food-mood connection. You know, food and mood, this is actually something that is an ancient observation, is that food affects mood, your outlook, your emotional disposition. There really is a connection. And individuals like Carlton Fredericks, my immediate predecessor here on the radio, or true radio pioneer, who hosted one of the first health call-in shows based on nutrition. No, I'm a pioneer of sorts, but I'm not the true innovator, because Carlton Fredericks postulated in the 1960s and even before that there was a relationship between sugar consumption and mood, and that there was this thing called hypoglycemia. And go to a doctor and talk about hypoglycemia, and they're going to poo-poo you, and they're going to say, no, that's just some fad concept. There's no true basis for believing that hypoglycemia creates mood problems. But it does. And this new study says that men who consume a lot of added sugar in drinks, cakes, and confectionery — this study is British, so they talk about confectionery — they run an increased risk of depression. Researchers from University College London looked at sugar in the diet and common mental health problems in a very large cohort of 5,000 men and 2,000 women recruited for a study in the 1980s. Now, they found the effect more pronounced in men, but that could simply be because women were underrepresented in this study. They found a strong association between consuming higher levels of sugar and depression in men. Men with the highest intake, more than 67 grams a day, had a 23% increased chance of suffering a common mental disorder after 5 years than those who consumed the lowest levels of sugar. That would be less than 40 grams per day. So some might say this is correlation, not causation. Clearly, people are depressed. They look for solace from food. They find relief from their depression in the momentarily high that is obtained, the gustatory sensation that they get from sugar. And therefore, the sugar is not causing the problem. It's simply associated with low mood. If you have a good mood to begin with, you're less likely to gravitate towards sugar. You're going to be more resourceful. But no, the researchers carefully controlled in this study, and they find that it is likely that the higher sugar intake caused the depression and anxiety as well, which is the flip side of depression. Most patients suffer from depression, low mood, but also at the same time, anxious thoughts are associated with the depression. So what's going on here? Well, ups and downs of blood sugar clearly affect the brain. There's nothing more anxiety-provoking. Ask a diabetic who uses too much insulin, sends their blood sugar down into the 30s or 40s, and their heart may start palpitating, they may break into a sweat, they may become tremulous, and they're also going to find that they become poorly coordinated. They may suffer from garbled speech. They can't think straight. And the mood correlate of these physical changes in the brain is depression and anxiety. And the other thing that goes on when you feed your microbiome lots of refined carbohydrates, there's definitely a connection between the gut and the brain. And when you cause a proliferation of nasty bacteria releasing toxic substances into your circulatory system, think the yeast connection. Yeast releases various chemicals and toxins into the bloodstream, which eventually reach the brain. And clearly, you're going to see a linkage between a high carbohydrate diet, particularly high and refined carbohydrates and sugar, and the risk of mental problems. There's no question about it. And, you know, finally, they're getting hip to the fact, whereas doctors have scoffed about this connection for decades. Now they're coming to realize that when it comes to mental health, for every psychiatrist, for every mental health facility, we ought to have nutritionists on board, getting patients to utilize nutritional strategies to keep their moods stable and to reduce their cravings and reduce their intake of foods that can undermine their moods. Not to mention the pro-inflammatory effect of all that sugar. That, too, can affect the brain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us this hour. We got lots more to share with you. Plus, we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.